There are all kinds of systems for teaching classical music, but in Venezuela, there's only one system. In fact, it's just called the system, El Sistema. It's trained hundreds of thousands of young musicians, including the conductor of the LA Philharmonic, Gustavo Dudamel. The cream of the crop perform for sellout crowds at some of the world's most prestigious venues. But El Sistema recently took a turn. After 35 years of classical music, they decided to start a jazz program.
We decided to do a big band to get more people involved.
5 years later, this band came to play at Jazz and Lincoln Center. And we were there at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola to record the show.
Well, I feel, above all else, it feels incredible here because I'm playing in a place where all the biggest and best in jazz have played before.
Most of the musicians are in their teens, the same age as the classical musicians who tour the world in the system's top orchestra. Musicianship isn't the only thing that makes some fans swoon. When they listen to El Sistema's music, they hear a whole society changing for the better. I'm Christian McBride. This hour on Jazz Night in America, we'll hear what it sounds like now that El Sistema's into jazz, too. El Sistema started out in 1975 with 11 kids playing in a parking garage under the direction of José Antonio Abreu. He's an economist and conservative politician, as well as a classically trained musician. To him, an orchestra looked like a mini version of society. If everybody works together, it sounds good. 40 years later, the system's grown to 250,000 kids. It gives underprivileged kids their own musical instruments and teaches them how to play.
José Antonio Abreu used to say, if you get the chance to give a child an instrument, he's not going to be able to take a gun in the future. Music is going to save lives.
Linda Briseño started in El Sistema when she was just 4 years old.
I remember being in seminars like for 1 month, being stuck in a hotel with different kids playing Mahler. They used to take us into different cities and get like 1,000 kids playing the same symphonies. That was amazing.
Linda played the trumpet in one of El Sistema's symphonies. But after she'd perform some Mahler or Mozart, she'd go home and listen to jazz.
And for me, I always loved jazz. I mean, I grew up listening to the music my father used to hear, so I love jazz.
Her father is Andres Briseño. He's a jazz drummer who's played with Arturo Sandoval and Paquito de Rivera. He raised his kids to appreciate jazz, but he got them into El Sistema because of his approach to classical instruction.
When I was 7, it came a time when I told my mother, I don't want to be a musician. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to play with my friends. But it really takes a lot of time of my childhood.
She stuck with El Sistema and its classical repertoire. At home, her father taught her jazz. There was no crossover until 2007, when she got a call from the head of one of the leading conservatories in El Sistema, Valdemar Rodriguez.
And he called me and told me that he was interested in me to help him to create the Simón Bolívar Big Band Jazz with my father.
4 years later, she and her dad took the band on the road for its debut performance in New York City at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. Many of them had never been outside of Venezuela, and some had been living in impoverished rural villages a few years earlier. Before going on that trip, Christian Mantilla says he and a lot of the other musicians couldn't have imagined playing in the Big Apple.
La mayoría de nosotros viene de sitios muy sencillos.
Most of us come from very simple, very humble backgrounds. We could never imagine being in a place like Lincoln Center or Dizzy's. Well, it's, yeah, wonderful. It's an impossible dream come true.
Un sueño imposible logrado.
We were there to record when Andres Briseño and the Simón Bolívar Big Band came back to New York. Let's listen to a tune by Venezuelan composer Aldemaro Romero. It's called El Negro José. Thank you. That was El Negro Jose, performed at Jazz at Lincoln Center by the Simon Bolivar Big Band. Christian Mantilla was in the sax section again for this trip. Back home, he also studies classical music with El Sistema and plays in other ensembles. His schedule is packed, and the days can be long.
It's a lot of hours of playing. In Caracas, there's so much we have to do. Playing a symphonic band from 8 to 12, a big band from 1 to 4, then a saxophone quartet from 6 to 7. Then I get home and I can study for 2-3 hours. If I have time, I'll study for 6. But in general, almost every week, I'm always playing, rehearsing. It's in my spare time that I study, I mean, practice.
For a musician like Christian, classical music was pretty much the only option before El Sistema went into jazz.
So the only thing we got was like classical musicians who have no idea of what jazz was about. So we start doing, we decided to do a big band to get more people involved.
Linda says part of the band's job is to teach Venezuelans about jazz.
Every time my father teaches their students in Simón Bolívar Big Band, I feel that we are conscious about the music we're doing. We're not doing it only for the music. We're doing to become great players and great persons too. Because before you are a musician, you are a human being. My father and I, we love jazz more for a spiritual matter, because we know how much the people back then suffer and how the history took all that suffering and create something so beautiful as jazz.
Now let's listen to two classics from the great Duke Ellington. First, we'll hear Solitude, followed by Mood Indigo.
Thank you.
That was Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo featuring Noel Mijares on trumpet. Before that was Solitude featuring Javier Pinto on saxophone, Joel Martinez on trombone, and Noel Mijares on trumpet. They were backed by the Simon Bolivar Big Band from Venezuela.
First of all, you sound fabulous.
Members of this band range from 12 years old to their mid-30s, and they've been working on these American jazz standards over the past few years with some help from Jazz at Lincoln Center. Jazz at Lincoln Center's educational director, Todd Stoll, has been sending the band scores, recordings, and rehearsal materials to help the band get more familiar with some of these foundational jazz tunes. When it came to Dizzy's this year, Todd came by to offer a few pointers to the band.
Bells up, trumpets.
Okay, recuérdese la campanita arriba.
When we come back, we'll hear another point of view on El Sistema. I'm Christian McBride, and this is Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride, and we're talking about the Simon Bolivar Big Band on Jazz Night in America. The size and scope of El Sistema, 500,000 kids all across Venezuela, is pretty remarkable. It's also pretty complicated. Let's start with the name of the jazz band. It's named for the Venezuelan-born hero of the Latin American Wars of Independence in the late 18th century. Bolivar is a symbol of nationalism and patriotism for a lot of Venezuelans. He's also the guy who introduced the idea of lifetime presidency. Venezuela has a history of leaders who've tended to be corrupt or oppressive about as often as not. But El Sistema is always there. And some of his critics say that's because it wields power of its own. El Sistema's most prominent critic says he started out as a fan. Jeffrey Baker is a professor of music at a college in London who traveled to Venezuela. He wanted proof that the system was as effective at fighting society's woes and teaching young musicians as news coverage suggested. Instead, he published a book with the Oxford University Press that suggests El Sistema is a powerful organization whose leadership is more concerned with PR than fighting poverty. Other critics see it as an attempt to use music to impose social control on Venezuela's poor. El Sistema has officially denied the allegations, and fans of the program say the music is the only evidence that matters. Linda says there's one investment that yields the kind of musicianship El Sistema wants.
But it really takes a lot of time. Yeah, the Sistema is more than a university, it's more than a school. It's like a way to live in Venezuela for young players. A musician that grew up in the Sistema, he has like 22 years working for the Sistema. He has his childhood in the Sistema when he was young. He got his girlfriend, he got divorced, and he married again in the Sistema. There are like amazing stories about what happened there.
For Linda, it was important to her to have an individual voice, as a musician and as a Venezuelan citizen. So she decided to leave El Sistema when she was 16.
Well, the first year, I didn't play the trumpet. I just decided to be a teenager. I was happy for the first time in my life I had the chance to have friends, you know, to have a group of friends when you can watch movies, when you can, have a boyfriend, you know. I wanted to have that life because I didn't have the chance since I was young. I was in the music. But the beautiful thing about the music is that even in that time, I was inspired to write music about the things that were happening to me. So I started playing guitar. I was in a rock band. I started doing rap too. So my father was looking at me like from outside. He was like, oh my God, what I'm doing, oh my God. And he even played with me in a rap concert because he wanted to take care of me. So he was like doing like rap music. He doesn't understand what was going on, but he really respect me, and I'm so grateful for him to let me do that, because thanks to that I discovered so much about me and my music. I had the chance to decide what I wanted to do as a soloist.
That's when she got that call we heard about earlier.
I received a call from Baldemar Rodriguez, and he, I've heard that you're doing jazz with your father. Would you be interested to come back to the Sistema and help me to build this project? So I was like, whoa, okay, let's do it. Because they were not calling Linda the trumpet player, you know, who used to play in the orchestra. There were interest in Linda, the artist, you know?
She's now in her second year studying jazz at the New School in New York City. She's also recorded an album that's been nominated for a Latin Grammy. She sat in with the big band at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola on a tune by the Venezuelan composer Carlos Morillon called Me Gusta Soñar. That was the Simon Bolivar Big Band playing Me Gusta Soñar with Akmali Sierra on vocals and Linda Briseño on trumpet. It was tough for Linda to leave the band she helped her father to start, but her success has been a real inspiration for other members of the band.
When the big band came back, they totally saw me like different, but I was so happy because more than being a musician at the Simon Bolivar Big Band, I saw my brother, 8 years old, like playing so well.
Linda's brother, Andres, has been on both of the band's trips to New York. He was only 8 the first time.
I was so moved. I mean, I didn't want to do any solo. I just wanted to be there and watch what was happening because everybody were playing so well after 5 years not playing with them.
Like his big sister, he went to eventually study jazz in the U.S.
That's my big dream. Go to university, get my degree, and then take off in music.
Let's listen to Nightfall featuring Nicolas Ruiz on guitar. Then we'll head straight into El Zapateo by Roberto Giron, featuring Moises Oropesa, Manuel Marquez, Franco Lemieux, Darwin Manzi on trumpet. Thank you. That was El Zapateo. Before that was Nightfall, featuring Nicholas Ruiz on guitar. At first, there was only one Simon Bolivar big band, but now there are 10 of them all over Venezuela with nearly 200 members. But Linda and her dad are thinking even bigger.
We're talking about like 20 different cities having like an institution. So I feel that the goal is becoming Venezuela one of the leaders of jazz music in South America, to get more people falling in love with jazz music.
But music is really just a tool for El Sistema, according to its fans. Its purpose is social outreach. That's why copies are springing up all over the U.S. We'll visit one of those programs in the South Bronx when we come back.
Our kids normally wouldn't have a chance to study music, and that encouraged us and emboldened us to do something, to start something.
That's coming up on Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. Welcome back. I'm Christian McBride. We're heading up to the Bronx for this part of Jazz Night in America to visit a program that shares El Sistema's goals of reducing violence and creating better citizens and uses the same tool, music. It's called Upbeat New York, and it's based in the Mott Haven neighborhood in the South Bronx.
We are the first stop on the 6th train outside of Manhattan. It's 70% Latino, 30% African American.
Richard Miller started the program with his wife Liza 6 years ago. They offer free instruments and music lessons to kids in the neighborhood every day after school and on holidays. Even during the Easter break, a bunch of students came for lessons.
Okay, Reggie, play your part then.
Richard studied music seriously when he was in college. He was prepared for that by music classes in elementary and high school.
You know, it's that big group dynamic, but when it's time for your solo, man, that's exciting. Because it's not just one other person in a room, it's all your peers, and they're all playing too. They know what's up, and when you play something, you know, that gets them excited, they're going to let you know. And I think that experience through jazz and music of playing and expressing freely in front of a lot of people, empathetic people especially, is just a really beautiful way to learn about yourself and how you can fit into a larger context.
But a lot of the kids in the South Bronx go to schools that don't have much to offer aspiring musicians.
The kids that participate in Upbeat NYC, most of them wouldn't have a chance to study music other than limited things they might have in public schools. But New York City public schools have been cutting the arts for decades now, to the point where there's, for some kids, there is no arts.
Richard taught music in public schools for a while and watched as cuts to music programs grew deeper and deeper. There were organizations that offered lessons, but they were all about the music, not what it could do to help the community. When Richard learned about El Sistema, he decided to start Upbeat NYC.
One thing that's really cool about the whole El Sistema-inspired movement is there's been a lot of experimentation and a lot of space for that, a lot of open-mindedness. You know, if it's done right, they have the environment where they feel really comfortable. They can stretch out. They can really explore their creativity.
He says that means working with people, not just teaching music to them.
It also means giving them a voice, working with people that have historically not had a voice in the bigger conversations where there's power and influence. So with our kids, they've kind of learned to be quiet. So we do our best to set up situations that make them feel empowered.
And jazz was uniquely suited to that goal.
The jazz solo, there's nothing more individualistic than that. That's musical freedom. You can do whatever you want. And so we play jazz here. This week, actually, we've been working on playing the blues. So we do a lot of call and response. They play a riff, and a section of the orchestra plays it back at them. And we go back and forth, back and forth. Next kid goes back and forth, back and forth. And you see, like, really interesting things from the kids' faces. So you get to see these kids' personalities start to shine through. And to me, that's expression. No matter what musical level you're at, that's empowerment. That's them beginning to hear their own voice within a context of many voices.
It works the same way in Venezuela, according to saxophonist Christian Mantilla.
I've learned thousands, thousands of things in El Sistema, as a musician and as a person. Sharing is one of those things, sharing everything. With your friends, your classmates, your teachers, with other styles, you know, classical and jazz. And to be able to come here, to watch, learn, then go home and teach what I've learned. It's like a link.
Andres Briseño Jr.
I feel incredible because a system where I can make my dream come true. Every day, they teach me to be better, a better musician. It's a really, really beautiful experience. It's unexplainable.
Es una experiencia muy, muy hermosa. Inexplicable.
Let's go out with The Monster and the Flower by Claudio Roditi, performed by the Simon Bolivar Big Band. Check out our website for the full roster of 26 members of the Big Band. I wish I could read them all off, but I don't know if you want to hear my Spanish for that many names. Special thanks this week to Tim Wilkins and Nadia Raymond. The music for this week's show was recorded and mixed by Rob McCumber. This week's episode was written and produced by Josie Holtzman. The show's editor is Rick Carr. Our senior producer is Katie Simon. Executive producers are Amy Niles, Gabrielle Armand, and Anya Grundman. Thanks for listening. Come back and join us next week. I'm Christian McBride.